Tell my jewelry.
You've been one busy bee, huh?
Girl, it has been a day.
I know. When I called, Logan's like, we're all with customers. I'm like, okay, no problem.
Yeah, it's good. It's just been a lot.
Are Wednesdays typically like that for you?
No, but we've had a lot of, so we're going to have a thing called Festive Friday this Friday.
Okay.
And we started advertising for it, and then I did a sales flyer this year, which is the first time I've done that in forever, and it went out yesterday, so I think that got people stirred up.
Oh, yeah, and there's a shorter window, if you think about it, because Thanksgiving is
yes.
on the 28th, it's late, and so there's, you know, that shorter window
yes.
that people need to shop, so.
Yes, exactly.
Well, good. Very good. Is it one of those companies that sends the flyer and then they supply you with the jewelry as well? Is it something like that, or?
Yes, it's Berko.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of them. Yep. Yeah.
It's
so how was?
I don't know. It was $4,600 for postage. So.
Oof.
God. I'm gonna have to make a lot back to do that again.
Yeah. Hopefully it works. You know. Hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so too.
Yeah.
I really hope so too.
Oh my gosh. So how was everything at Marion? How was that? Very rewarding, I'm sure.
It was. It was, we went to Marion. We went to Swannanoa. We went to Black Mountain. We went to Spruce Pine.
Oh wow. So the really hard hit areas you guys went and helped out.
Yeah, and it was amazing to see some of that. Like, I literally, like, we were just driving, I would cry. Like, I just couldn't hold it together just to know how scared they must have been. And
right.
I mean, and I didn't take very many pictures just because I felt.
Yeah, out of respect,
Yeah, I just felt like it was disrespectful.
I agree. But
people need to know what it looks like because they need to still be helping and, you know. And I don't know what they need. Like I know they need things, but I feel like they need hands. They need people. They need big equipment. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh,
so, geez. I mean, I was just telling the girls while I go, there was a house on the other side of a small, like, creek river.
Yeah.
And what I noticed first was, well, that whole area was bad, but what I noticed first was there was two cars parked right on the asphalt. And so I look, and there's probably a maybe 16-inch wide board across the thing with a rope. And you would hold onto the rope and walk across the board, and that's how you got to their house.
What?
Yeah, this much time later. Yeah, their bridge was gone. And that happened over and over. Like, I saw that so many times. It was just, I don't know. I just saw it was just terribly sad and upsetting. And you just want to help everybody. Like, you just want to start, here, take it. What do you need? What else do you need, you know? So, I don't know. There were houses just picked up and turned around. There were... Like, you would drive along, and there would just be a, like, the foundation, and no sign of, not one piece of wood, not nothing, just the foundation and, like, silt. Like,
just the house completely gone. Like, you didn't...
just completely gone. Like, not, you can't even tell what happened. Like, you had no idea what used to be there other than a building of some sort.
Oh, my God.
And... we saw, like, a tractor trailer, like the tractor part of it, not the trailer, but the tractor part of
it. Yeah, the truck part, like the, that they drive.
Completely mangled and, like, just squished and wrapped around several trees.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, think of how much, like, how
power
heavy
that
is. And, how much.
Yep, and you would ride along and you would see railroad tracks just twisted.
What? Railroad tracks?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Just twisted like a giant went in there and just twisted it up like wire, you know. And then you'd see, like, railroad tracks just suspended in the air where all of the land had washed out from under it.
Oh, my gosh. That's creepy.
Yeah. You know, it was just, there's one yellow house. I'll probably never forget this yellow house because it looks like it exploded from the inside out, and, like, all the walls flared out from the bottom, and it, like, sat down flat, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, like, so if it was straight up and down, and then it, like, kind of fell over, like, to the side.
Yeah, and I'm like, what if those people were in there? Like, what if they were, and countless, single-wide trailers.
Sure, yeah.
Just torn all to pieces. Like, just, I mean, I can't even tell you. And people out there in all that rubble in a tent.
Jeez.
Still in a tent. No sign of any, like, FEMA trailers. I never saw the first, like, I saw, they call them the Cajun Navy. They're from Louisiana. I saw them everywhere working, like, volunteering, you know, trying to help. I've been following them on Facebook anyway. But I saw them all over the place. In every town we were in, they were there.
Thank God.
And, but not once, and I'm not saying anything political or whatever, but
no,
I promise you, not once did I see one government agency doing anything. I saw one guy with a FEMA little vest on, but everyone else was individuals and individual companies and, like, not non-for-profit places working.
You know, it's funny. That's what my jeweler, Tim, was saying. Like, it's all people that are helping out. He said there was actually a bus, and I don't know where it was coming from, but he said Amish people like got on a bus, which is a big deal for them because
they don't usually do that. Yes.
No,
yes.
And they came to help build
tiny
stuff.
House.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're building like tiny houses, and they're they're donating them and giving them away. Yep. I've seen that too, but I promise you, everything I saw was individuals, like people like us. I mean, I stopped at the Cajun Navy one place, and we donated like some baby clothes, some things like that. And oh my God, you would have thought that we had just—they were like, "These are great. These are so nice." Like they were just so appreciative and thankful, you know. And and they were like, these will be, you know, baby clothes is something we really need, you know. Not, I mean, I guess, because even if you have a little bit, your baby outgrows everything in 5 minutes, it seems like, when they're little like that, you know. So, it was an amazingly sad time. But the restaurant that we eat at in Marion that we like to go to literally is like a block away from your friend. Because I found his store.
Did you really? Oh, my gosh. I was going to ask you.
Yeah, I was like, oh, there it is. You know, I said, there it is, Bill Griffith Jewelers. And he was literally on the same side of the road of the little restaurant that we usually go to.
Oh, how funny is that?
Yep. So, but yeah, his store looked good. Everything down there looked good. The worst part of in that area and, like, in Black Mountain, like, and Spruce Pine, they can't use the water. So they're having, I don't know about if Marion's still doing this, but they're having to use tanks, like big tanks of fresh water to cook with, so they're not like making ice, things like that. They're having to get bottled water. They have a limited menu, you know, because they're, you know, they don't, I mean, they still can't use the water, and they don't know when the sewage systems will be back up because they're little old towns like mine, like this one.
Jeez, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah,
right.
And there's showers, like there's public showers set up everywhere. Like in the Walmart parking lot, there's bathrooms and showers. In the Ingles parking lot, which is a grocery store chain here, there's bathrooms and showers set up. And, you know, downtown Spruce Pine, where there's nothing, like all the buildings are gutted, there's bathrooms and showers set up. And all over town, there's Port-a-johns, because even if your business is on the higher part of town and you can open now, you can't use your bathrooms because the sewage system's not working.
Gosh.
So, It's just amazing. And this will go on, like, this will go on for months and months and months, if not for years. Like, so. But I did think it was really sweet that, like, the town of Spruce Pine owns a building they had bought to do, like, they were going to do, like, a small chamber of commerce situation. And they cleared all the desks and stuff out, and they let, like, a real estate maybe or an insurance guy and a florist and someone else move in because their place was flooded up to, like, the first floor was gone.
Oh.
And so they've let them move in for a year rent-free
That's
so that they
fun.
can still run their business. And then the furniture store right next door cleaned out an area, and the coffee shop has gone in there. And they're
Wow.
going to let them stay in there until they can, while they rebuild, so they can at least generate some business to help with the expenses, you know.
Right, yeah.
So I thought, I mean, stuff like that to me was just really heartwarming and sweet and shows the goodness of people, you know. So
Wow, yeah, wow, gosh.
we were sitting there eating, it's called the Tropical Cafe or something like that. She's like, I don't know, she's a Latino. I don't know where she's from, but that woman can throw down and cook. And it's this little tiny hole in the wall restaurant, and it's so good. And so she had a big tank of water out there, you know, because she shouldn't use the water. She can't
Yeah.
wash the dishes with the water and things like that. But anyway, we were sitting in there, and you know, I had told you that James just had felt led to go.
Yeah, I
And
remember you said that.
I asked him, I said, "Do you want me to reach out? Like, a schoolmate of mine is a like works in the fire department up there." I said, "You know, or do you want me to reach out? Like, Adrian has a friend, you know, a customer. Like, he might could tell us a family or something." He said, "No." He said, "I just feel like I'll know." And so we were sitting there eating lunch on Saturday. And we had talked to the owner a little bit and whatever, and she was back and forth. And a lady came in to pick up a to-go order, and I couldn't hear the conversation from my side of the table, but James apparently could. And we were almost done eating, and he said, "I'm going to wait outside for her." And I said, "Okay." And so I go ahead and pay, and you know, I'm talking or whatever. When I walk outside, there's a lady selling like some little fancy pens and stuff like that because she's trying to make a living now, you know. And so I start looking at her pens and stuff and talking to her. And James had moved down the sidewalk and was talking to this other lady. And
Okay.
I saw him go. He said, "I want you to meet her." And I said, "Okay." And so he goes to his truck. So I know he felt like he found his person because he went to the truck. You know, I knew he was going to get his money. And he comes down there, and we're talking to her. Her name was Mary. She's 62. She works at the bank. She lives alone. Her house flooded up to the only thing that didn't flood was the attic.
What?
She had to be rescued. She was there for 5 days. I
Oh
don't know
my.
where she was in the house for 5 days in the flood, but she was rescued. We talked to her and everything, and James just handed her an envelope. He said, "We just want to give you know, a little something and see if we can help you or whatever." And he didn't tell her how much was in there. She didn't look, obviously, and so we were just talking. And it was so heartwarming to talk to her because she said, you know, she said, "I just feel like, you know, the Lord's going to take care of me." She's living with a coworker right now. She gave us her address, and we went by her house, and it just made me
Did you
cry.
take a picture?
I don't know if I took a picture for her house or not, but
I
I can
know.
get one because yeah.
But
But
you're telling me this, and it's like giving me goosebumps and
yes.
just.
So Samaritan's Purse actually went and helped her empty her house. All of her belongings are in a big pile in the front yard.
Oh my God.
And there was a sign she had that says, "God is in control" or something like that, and she left that in her front window.
Oh.
And her house is empty, like it's only it's the windows are all open, you know, they're trying to let everything dry out, and it's only 2x4s is all you see in there. Like, everything will have to be redone. It's a brick house, so hopefully, you know, the structure is fine. But she said that her insurance won't pay because she didn't have flood insurance.
Oh, my Lord.
She said that FEMA, she's waiting on them. She said that they had told her that she lost her car and her house. The only thing she got out was what she was wearing and her cat. That's the only thing she saved. She did say she was able to go back in and get some of her Christmas decorations because they were in the attic. But she said they're having to be careful because of mold and stuff. You know, you got to be careful of what you keep.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, she said that that when Samaritan's Purse came, they did all that cleaning out. She didn't have to pay for that, thankfully.
Yeah,
but the most that FEMA will says that they will give her, and they don't. She doesn't know that she'll get this much. Is $42,000. That's not going to rebuild her house.
No, it's not.
I mean, $42,000 is not a little bit of money. I understand that, but.
But yeah, for a house.
And she's 62, and she said I could have retired in 3 years, but and she just kind of did her shoulders like, you know, but you know, whatever. And, but her, like, her outlook was so good. She just was like, you know, I'm okay, and, you know, and I've got the love of my friends and family, and, you know, but she doesn't have kids. You know, she only has, like, first cousins and stuff that she was talking about where they lived and stuff, so she doesn't have, like, immediate family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So James gave her that envelope, and then we, and he said, do you mind if I get your number so I can check on you, you know, later on? And she was like, yeah. So we became friends on Facebook and the whole deal.
Oh, nice.
And so I told her as we were leaving, though, I said, and he had told her how we liked the camp. You know, our favorite campground was gone. And I said, well, I tell you what, I'm going to believe that if it's the Lord's will, I said, I'm going to believe that James and I are going to come back and camp at our favorite campground, and we're going to come and visit you at your house, and your house is going to be okay, you know. So she's reached back out to me a couple times on since we left, you know, on Messenger and stuff. But it's just amazing that you go and try to be a blessing to people and they bless you more, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man. Wow. Unbelievable. Wow. God bless. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to cut you short. It's always good talking to you and everything.
Yes, ma'am. You too, dear.
Yeah, because I know you got to close up, and we're closing up here in like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Us too, girl. I'm ready to go.
All right. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.